funny. Do you know what it'll be doing? It'll be airlifting them out to the rigs. That's what it'll be doing. Okay. Well, hello everyone. All one word. It's 10 to 10 at night on Monday the 17th of August. And I am in Bonnie, Scotland. Yes, I'm currently at a place called Wilkhaven, which is just up from Port Mahomack in the northeast of Scotland. Okay. it's a really calm night. And as I just check my map, I can tell you that I'm at it's a little peninsula. It's a little peninsula that I'm at. It's a long car park. It's about 100 metres long by about 10 metres wide, long and thin. The sun has set behind me now. It was a beautiful sunset. I can still see the red glow, actually, which turns into a yellow and then blue. Let's see if I can get another photograph. Get a photograph. So you can probably hear some voices in the background. There's two cars here. Two in one car and one in the other, but the occupants of the vehicles got out and they're over the cliff edge, which was about 20 metres ahead of me. The cliff goes down into the sea. To my left, with the sun behind me, so I'm looking forward out to sea, I can see directly to my left there's a little bit of grass on the other side of a fence and then some gorse bushes, and then 100 metres to my left is the lighthouse. It has two horizontal stripes, three white stripes. Or is it just white with two red stripes? And the light started going around about half an hour ago. Initially it was just one flash every 20 seconds, I think it might have been. But now it's, I think it's three fairly quick flashes in succession. Here we go, it's coming round. I don't know what that clicking is or that banging. Oh, I can see the people now. Oh, they're coming back. Right, there's one flash, another flash, and another flash, and another flash. So four flashes. That's that'll tell sailors that it's that particular lighthouse, because they're all marked on ship and maps, the types of flashes from lighthouses. Did you know that? They're all quite unique as well, I'm led to believe. It's quite strange actually, because if I turn my back away to the lighthouse, it looks as though there's a car, you know, with its headlights going, like turning round a right-hand bend. But it's not, it's a lighthouse. So across the water in front of me, I'm just going to check the map. I can see, what am I looking at across there? Findhorn, Burghead, Burghead, into Burghead Bay. I'm looking across the water. So basically, as I've got my back to the sunset, lighthouse on my left, looking forward out to the sea from my 12 o'clock all the way to my 2 o'clock. I can see, the orange lamps of, from streets and street lamps and in the towns and villages on the other side of that bay. What I can't see from where I'm currently stood is off to my left, which is Dornoch Firth. And if I face to my kind of, I don't know, what's that, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, then I'm looking towards Dornoch, and then just a little bit round to the right, Golspie. And we'll be driving through them tomorrow on this hashtag NC500. That's the North Coast 500 that we're on. It's a 500-mile circuit around the Highlands. So, we set off from Ripon this morning. Oh, there's a bat. Hello, bat. We set off from Ripon this morning at... what time was it? 20 past 9 when we hit the A1 north. Then took the A66 into Cumbria. And then the M6 north, which turned into the A74. And then the A73. And then the A9. Up to Inverness. Inverness is the start point for the North Coast 500. Hello, are you okay? I can't, what?
We won't be in darkness tomorrow. Because I put the blind up.
Sorry, say that again.
The blind doesn't go down. The blind only goes up.
It won't go down?
No.
Oh, is it stuck?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
I didn't know if you knew that or not.
No, I didn't. That's the only one I didn't do. That's the only one I didn't take off. And I can do it. Did we bring the spray of silicone? You know, we talked, you said, do you want to take the silicone spray? I said, no, actually, yes, I will.
I think you put it underneath.
I didn't touch it. Sarah, you had it in your hand last, so it could be underneath. That's all right, I can unscrew it and take it off. What's the matter?
Bump there.
Bump?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, the blind. So, yeah, we got to Inverness and we stopped to, first of all, we stopped at Dalwhinnie. Was it Dalwhinnie? For the fuel?
No.
It was Dalwhinnie fuel.
Just before, yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was called Dalwhinnie. Oh no, it wasn't called Dalwhinnie. We came out. It was Dalwhinnie. Dalwhinnie fuel station, which was the last fuel station for 55 miles, and the fuel gauge said that it was we had an eighth of a tank left. They're just, I don't know what they're doing, but they're just on the end over there. Mm. Whatever they're clicking or tacking. Oh my God, there you see them moving, they're just there. Mm. I wonder what they're doing.
They obviously do races, won't
they? Yeah, they get the boy races. Be this lot. Yeah, they're coming now. That means we can move down, probably. Fueled up at Dalwhinnie, which is £1.29 a litre for diesel and petrol. So we only stuck 20 litres in, and the needle went up half full. So I know that I've got a dodgy needle, and I was on about 480 kilometres at that point, and I can drive 600 kilometres, which is 400 miles on a tank of fuel in our wagon. So I was a bit shanned about that, to be honest. But nevertheless, we got into Inverness and drove to a Morrison's supermarket where they had a fuel station. It was only £1.06 a litre. So we filled her up to the gunnels and drove a bit further northeast. Eh? What? Yeah, but the hot water's not on. Oh, take it off. Pull it off from the top. The bottom is... Use the bottom as the pivot. Pull. That's it. That's it. Pull. Pull, pull, pull. It's... That's the cowl for the boiler air vent. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And we stopped at... Where did we stay? Where did we stop? For food. Let's have a look. I can't remember either. Where did we stop for food? Not there. Dingwall. We stopped at Dingwall for some food. And we stopped at a car park behind the main street. And Sarah's mum had already made some lentil soup. So we just heated that up. And I cleaned the windscreen, the drivers and passenger windows, because I like a nice clean windscreen. And then we set off on our way. We're like, where should we go? And we were going to stop at Tain. But I said, oh no, let's come out a bit, something a bit more remote. So we've come here to Wilkhaven, which does not sound Scottish at all, if you ask me. It sounds more, I don't know, Yorkshire. But I'm glad the weather's good presently. That's made me happy.
By all accounts, we should have stayed further down near Firth and
Away. We should have. Oh, for dolphin spotting. So it was a bit. The thing is, it was a bit of a. Let's just get going. Because the idea was we were just going to stop just outside of Inverness, but then we thought, well, we've got three more nights, haven't we? Yeah, we've got three more nights. Oh my God, what was that? A bat, I think. so we're. That's English. Yorkshire. Both of those cars are registered at the same place. KD. The stars are coming out now. Yeah, so we stopped here. I'll set the GoPro up tonight. However, across to the northeast, there's a bit of cloud coming in. That is so annoying, that, isn't it?
She keeps going over to the table.
Coming over. Molly, come and have your dinner. She didn't eat last night and she didn't eat the night before.
She ate a little bit.
Did she? Come on, have a din-din. Come on. I know why it is, because you haven't even walked. Did we bring a ball? It's a bit dark now though, isn't it? And I'm not chucking on this tarmac.
Yeah, but you walked her last night and you walked her the night before. She's still really.
Fair one. Maybe she's nervous of being. Oh, what's this? Twitter.
I think she's gone off this period.
You reckon? So, quite very sedate drive up. We saw a deer running out on the road. Just as we were coming into the Cairngorms National Park, it was about 100 metres in front of us. It was closer than that. It was about 60 metres in front of us, actually. And the three cars in front of us braked as hard as they could. And fortunately, the male deer, young male deer, kind of frantically ran across the road in front of us. And so that was really the only action, but beautiful scenery, absolutely beautiful scenery, and we've got the best to come yet. So I'm quite looking forward to it. And so tomorrow night we will be. There's no sound at all, is there? Tomorrow night we'll be up on the top somewhere. It's about, from where we are now, it's about 110 miles to John O'Groats. we've got to come back inland a bit, and then follow the A9. Is it the A9? I think it is still the A9. Follow the A9 up and around. But it's going to be a sedate drive. We'll take 4 or 5 hours to do it. No mad rush, stopping, taking photographs and whatnot. But it'll be lovely because that sun is going to come up from the sea and hopefully it'll be clear. And I may change the batteries on it. I'll get up early, change the batteries on the GoPro because I'll set the camera going tonight. And see if we can get the sun coming up. What time is it? Hey Siri. What time is sunrise here? She's thinking about it. Clearly not a strong enough phone signal. What are we on? Should be. So why don't we just go to an app on the phone? First light is in 6 hours 56 minutes. First light is at 5 a.m. Sunrise at 5:46. This is a really good app, actually, and I'm pretty sure it was free. Called Sunset and Rise. I'm sure it was free. It was free when I got it. It was a good app. Wherever you are, it'll tell you where. What sunset and sunrises is what time they are, rather. What else did it do? So it tells you, first light is in 6 hours, 55 minutes. Night is 4.94% completed. It's night for 7 hours, 16 minutes. First light is at 5 a.m. Sunrise at 5:45. Sunset at 20:54. Last light at 21:40. Solstices and equinoxes is the next page. Now, shortest day is in 4 months and 4 days. The longest day was 1 month and 27 days ago. Upcoming, autumnal equinox, 23rd of the 9th. Winter solstice, 22nd of the 12th. Vernal equinox, 20th of the 3rd. Summer solstice, 20th of the 6th next year. And also, you can also... Oh my goodness. You can also see, choose a date and see, and choose a date. Yeah, just a date. You can also choose a date and see when it was, when the first light, sunrise, sunset, last light were. And so actually this morning, first light was at 4:57 and sunrise was at 4:53. And tomorrow, first light is at 5. And sunrise is at 5:45. So, yes, you can move a pin around on a map to see what the sunrise and that is. Where you move the pin, it's good. It's good. It's a good app. It's a very good app. Very good. Very good app. If you're into that kind of thing, I like it just to see when the sunsets and sunrises are, so I can set my GoPro going. But anyway. Ooh. I'll just drop the cowl. I'll bid you adieu, I think. Go in, wait for these people to move so we can move the motorhome and get some shut eye. Thanks for listening.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.